Thank you for calling Rhonda's House. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Kelly Hall, an employee, and I was told to call Rhonda.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, we're calling Rhonda's House. I'm going to help you.
Hello, this is Kelly Hall. I was given a message to call you.
Hi, Ms. Hall. This is Rhonda Bennett. I was calling. Are you in a safe area to have a conversation with me?
Yes.
Okay. I was just calling because your client, and I talked to Ms. Hines as well, seems to say that you're not doing anything there. And
who is that?
Your client that you're with. Is there some issues going on that we need to know about?
My client is Rhonda Campbell?
Yes.
Okay, she had me mop yesterday. She's
okay.
Also mentally ill.
Okay. And you're able to deal with that with no problem?
I'm not that familiar with it. But I see that she goes from one thing for another. Like the other day she made a bunch of food and then she, I don't know what she wants me to do. But we do, every day I have chores that I take out the garbage for her. I run into the store. I run to the store for her.
Mm-hmm.
She has, you know, errands every day, but I don't understand that. I don't do anything. That's not true.
Yeah, we see that. We absolutely see that. And I know she just called today saying something about that you just turned on the TV without her permission. And so I just need to know if there's an issue brewing that we need to get in front of it that you
right.
might see. That you might
I
see.
Understand.
You know, so I'm trying to protect you, you know, as well. So, yeah, we see that you're doing a lot of errands for her and everything. You in your app, it tells you exactly what you need to do. That way you're not doing over or under what you're supposed to do as far as that client goes. So if you look
uh-huh.
if you look at your app under your ADLs, it should tell you exactly what you should be doing. That way you're not like if she wants you to wash the walls, that's not part of your job, you know, or
I see.
You know, and stuff like that. So you want to stick to that. That way they won't get used to it. That way if you're not there, somebody else come in and do something extra, that's not your responsibility. So she needs to be aware of that, so we can stick to the service plan, because that's what it was
right.
when it came out. We stick to that service plan, and then we don't have the issues. And then that way we could deal with her on that level, because I'm like, I know she has some stuff going on, but we don't want to be like that, the previous service that was dealing with her where it went left to center. So I just want to protect you as well to make sure.
Thank you very much.
To make sure that, you know, you just stick to whatever the ADLs are and don't go out of that line.
Okay.
And just, you know, make sure you're putting your nose in exactly what's going on. If there's something going on as far as her mentally, where she's like doing things, we need you to put that in a note so we can alert our nurse as well. And then maybe
okay.
if we need to, because she's still under the hospice of Adult Protection Services, so we want to make sure that we stay in line, you know, because we don't need another episode or something that, you know, to you might be harmless to you, but, you know, might be something crazy for on our end that you didn't foresee.
Right, and that's my biggest concern, is that she hasn't seen any doctors in a while. Her doctor was in East Liverpool. So I've spent a good amount of time just trying to find her doctors in the area and
yeah,
finding out that care sources were accepted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we need to get the nurse involved in that. So, I'll have the nurse look at those notes and then probably reach out to her.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for reminding me about the ALBs or ADLs.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, if you have any problems, just give my office, talk to Ms. Hines, you know, and everything, and then we'll that way we stay on the same page.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.